from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I lost. I'm out.
Oh, we're out. Give me some money time.
Money time!
Well, it is money time, as we say, oh, baby. Good morning to everybody out there. Hopefully everybody had a good time listening to the summit. It was a lot of fun yesterday at Fremont Bank. And shout out to Fremont Bank for hosting us once again. It was a lot of fun out there. A lot of good food. A lot of good people out there shaking hands and kissing babies and all that stuff. But money time for Mr. Matt Chapman. If the Giants lose another game to the Diamondbacks, which seems irrelevant at this point, they're not going to the playoffs.
Four games out, under .500, and they've lost four straight series.
Yeah, they're not going to the playoffs. But Mr. Money Time, Matt Chapman, got some news late last night as we're getting ready for bed or in bed. Matt Chapman and the Giants agreed to a six-year deal. A six-year contract extension beginning in 2025 through the 2030 season, worth up to $151 million. Chapman will earn $25 million each season through 2030. And, yeah, the 2019 All-Star, four-time Gold Glove winner, gets his bag. No trade clause. All right, so he's 31 years old. There's going to be no trade clause in this deal. And he's going to donate to the Giants Community Fund, but I guess the biggest news is 6 years, $151 million deal takes him through the age of 37. So Matt Chapman and the Giants agreed to a deal, which I'm a little surprised with, that Scott Boras and Matt Chapman didn't wait till free agency. But it sounds like Matt Chapman really wanted to be here, and the Giants make it happen. We're going to hear from Farhan later today, Bob Melvin, Matt Chapman, and Chapman's attorney, Scott Boras, at a media event today at 10:30 in the Giants press room. So Matt Chapman, 6 years, $151 million contract extension.
You know, for about 3 or 4 weeks now, I've been kind of saying, like, I'd really like them to bring him back on a 3-4 year deal. Six is probably a little too rich for my blood, but the reality is there's a Giants tax going on right now. And part of how bad the Giants are down is they got to overpay in years to some of these guys. And I'm sure it's not going to look great in the final couple years of that deal. There's no doubt about that, but they had to start somewhere. Like, I know you're rolling your eyes every time I bring up prospects. They literally have nothing in their farm system in the corner.
I'm not rolling my eyes.
They have nothing. Like, if you look at their top 25 prospects, I don't think there's one on most accounts, not one corner infielder defensively, right? And so, I mean, they don't even have a shortstop, but that's a whole nother question. They needed somebody, and part of why they are where they're at is they literally didn't have one guy in the lineup for the last four years that they could pencil in every day. You're playing that position right there. Like, even Yaz, who's having a really good year this year. Like, Yaz, like, you're going to play a little center, a little right, and maybe you'll DH, and we'll figure it out. Like, Chapman is your third baseman for the next X years. They did need that. And I think that they needed a veteran guy. Yeah. To teach a lot of these young guys the day-in, day-out grind of being a ball player. Does he strike out a lot? Absolutely. The team stats on this team aren't great. Like, I'm not here to say that this dude is having an Aaron Judge season, because there is Aaron Judge and what he's doing, and there's a Grand Canyon till you get to someone like Chapman. But on this team, he's top two or three in every single offensive category. So they needed to retain the player, and again, it's probably a couple too many years, but that's where they're at.
So it's second biggest contract in franchise history. Second biggest contract in franchise history behind only Buster Posey's deal in 2013. He signed through 2030. Jung Hoo Lee signed through 2029. A lot more work to do, but a full no trade clause. There are no opt-outs in the deal as well. How do you feel about the no trade clause? Because I find it I was a little surprised by that, but that's Scott Boras doing work. Full no trade clause.
I mean, again, isn't that kind of the Giants tax?
Yeah.
Well. I feel like we're in, you know, my grandma used to have a saying, beggars can't be choosers. I kind of feel like the Giants are so damn bad. And I'm not trying to be, you know, make light of homelessness or anything like that, but they're in the beggar mode. And so you kind of have to succumb. I was shocked there's no opt-outs.
Yeah.
But then again,
no trade clause, no opt-outs.
But like the way I'm looking at this, Pete, this is a guy who did, I think, immediately regret turning down $150 million from the Blue Jays. Whoa. So I think he wants to be somewhere specific. I think he fits the area. I think he fits the team. I think he likes Bob Melvin. And I don't know what this means for Farhan or Bob Melvin. I'd like to have that conversation simultaneously. I just think he fits, and I think he's a really good Giant. He'll never be one of those, you know, superstar, gotta go see, but he's somebody that I think a lot of young Giants fans can look at, like, that guy plays the game the right way.
Well, he ends up signing what is going to be is a 7-year, $170 million deal with the Giants. It's a lot of money for the Giants. Basically, Matt Chapman, it's going to be your 7 years for $170 million. 888-957-9570. Giants fans, if you're up, you like the deal, you don't like the deal, what's going on with the deal? Now, we do have football today. We do have football. Trust me. Chiefs, Ravens, the NFL is back, baby. Lamar Jackson versus Patrick Mahomes, Arrowhead Stadium, the defending Super Bowl champs playing on Thursday Night Football on NBC. Football is back. Sunday Night Football beat. It's great. We get it. 5:15 kickoff. Let's go.
Vontae.
Let's go.
The hair is standing up on my arms.
Let's go.
I was talking to the boys this morning. I came in and go, is it on Amazon? Is it on ESPN?
See,
and they go,
NBC.
It's on NBC. And I go,
NBC. Dun, 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 dun. It's NBC. It's Mike Tirico. It's Chris Collinsworth.
And then tomorrow's Peacock exclusive. Yep. So
who's broadcasting that game?
That's a great question. I would assume. I'm not going to assume. Noah Eagle, maybe?
I don't know.
Ooh. I mean, he's Noah Eagle, maybe? He's been doing really well. I mean, the Olympics, he's been balling.
Ooh, that's a good point. Who backs up? Who does a Notre Dame base?
I'm out on Chris Collinsworth, but that's whatever.
Yeah, Collinsworth is fine. I mean, he's getting up there. He's getting up there. He loves a game. He's getting up there, though. It's tough to fill the shoes of John Madden. There's no doubt about that.
There's, you know, Madden, and then you go down a bunch of rungs, and then there's all the other guys like Aikman and whoever you think, Greg Olson, who I think is excellent. And then you go down a bunch more rungs, and then you get to the Collinsworth level. Right,
we got to figure out who's doing this Peacock game. But NFL is back. So the Giants lose again. They lose another series. Birdsong, Harrison struggling. Diamondbacks are hot right now. They're rolling. Giants are clearly in fourth place. But the other question with the Chapman deal before we put a ball on this, does it mean that the president of baseball operations, Farhan Zaidi, is not going anywhere? That's where my thought process goes. Wait, they're signing deals in September. Does that mean that Farhan will be back next season?
Do you think? Well, what do you think? Because I have thoughts.
Well,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I think he might be back now. I don't know what the Giants are going to do. I don't know what the Giants. I don't know Greg Johnson.
Did you see how many people were at that game last night?
There was nobody there. Nobody.
And you and I think you and I both agree, like, whether he's overpaid by years or money or whatever, like, Chapman's a good ball player. And whatever the contract, whatever, like, you probably want a Chapman on your team. I don't know where, probably about the seventh or eighth. But Chapman's not a guy that's going to draw people to the stadium.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're not leaning forward when he takes at bats.
Mm.
Right? And I'm not trying to diss the guy. I like Chapman a lot.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. I probably like him more than most people do.
Chapman's a good player.
And I also see the flaws. The guy strikes out a lot, right? There's no doubt about it. He strikes out a lot. But he does have some pretty good power, and I think that he's been a really good player for this team, and he's just a veteran, and he's got great hands, great feet at third base, great arm, obviously. He's a stud defensively. But B, like, there were like seven people at that game last night. That's not a sustainable business model.
That's not good. Not good at all. Dan Hicks, by the way. Dan Hicks teletext for you today. I got Spadoni in my ear. Noah Eagle, Todd Blackledge tomorrow. I'm not mad at that.
Does Ted think that, Farhan's coming back?
Who knows? Who knows? But Dan Hicks. I like Dan Hicks.
I do, too.
Dan Hicks really is good. An OG.
Dan Hicks does a lot
He's
of golf.
He's an OG.
A lot of
He's
golf.
He's an OG. Grew up listening to him. He used to do a lot of college football. Dan Hicks is good, man.
His best
really
call
good.
Ever was when the American men, the swimmers back in 2008, beat France in the relay. When France is talking all that smack before they're going to smash the Americans all time.
I don't think this has anything. So, like, this is what I've been thinking.
I don't know if Farhan's, like, that's a $1 million question to me. Well, I'm eager for this presser. I hope so. Love it. Are you going out of the presser? 10:30? No, you're not going to go? I'm wondering if somebody will ask Farhan Zaidi, what does this mean for you? Will you surely, or if Greg Johnson's there, because I don't see Greg Johnson's name here on the press release. I see Bob Melvin. I see Farhan Zaidi. I see Matt Chapman. I see Scott Boras. I don't see Greg Johnson. I don't see Buster Posey. I wonder if anybody will press Farhan. Probably not. Probably he won't get a question about his future.
Will they actually allow everybody to take it live?
No, they probably won't.
So, like, I was thinking about this, like, if you told me Farhan was doing this because he has full autonomy and he is going to stay and whatever, all right, whatever, I believe that. That's fine. Whatever. Like, okay, the Giants want to go down that route again. We'll be tapped out by July again. Well, but the reality is this, is that I actually think this deal means that Bo Mel has more power, because I think this is a Bo Mel type of a move, and I think this is also a Buster Posey kind of a move. You don't think Buster Posey sitting there watching every single day, like, you keep a guy like Matt Chapman in the organization, like, yeah, he'll never be.
Yeah.
He's not a true cleanup hitter. Everyone sees that. I don't think he's even a five hitter. On a really good team, he's probably a 6-7-8 hitter, depending on what your lineup looks like. But this, to me, I think is independent of Farhan. I think this was done above him. It was like, yo, you get this deal done. We want this player. We got to plant our flag down on somebody, and we need whoever's going to take over moving forward to know, like, all right, third base is fine for the next couple of years. Look at the pipeline. I mean, and you didn't want this player to go out and sniff around with the Yankees or whoever who might, you know, just have a better winning situation, even if the years wasn't the same.
I'm looking back at this Lubman text from the weekend when it pertains to Farhan Zaidi, and when you look at the attendance numbers this week. At Lubman, he's a diehard Giants fan, so is his dad. I love the text this over the weekend. Dad told me this weekend he's not re-upping his season tickets. The prices keep rising, and reselling them is getting harder and harder because of the product on the field. So rather than incur the loss, he's cutting bait. Disaster? This is a travesty. Farhan is destroying this organization and fan base. Worst part is, as bad as the product is from top to bottom, I still don't trust ownership to make the right decision and move off of Farhan. And so I don't know where he stands here. I'm very eager to see it because I'm looking at the crowds, and Lubman's dad is not the only one who feels like that. I know a lot of people who've basically jumped ship off the season tickets. I get offered tickets, and I say, and like, I want to go to baseball games. I like going to baseball games, and I gave this team a shot. I gave this team a legit shot. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm good. I don't care where the seats are, behind home plate, five rows up, nosebleeds. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not going out there. And so Matt Chapman, to your point, very good player, but is he getting fans, and is he getting butts in the seats? Probably not. Probably not.
But how does that pencil? Like, I keep it. There was a, well, it's making, I don't think they're making that much profit. So, like, my cousin went to the game the other day. He's like, hey, bro, this is Big Frisco. He goes, the Giants are in such downfall The Gotham Club was dead. Whatever they paid to update that thing, it's got to be losing money. There's no way their ROI on it. The stadium was completely empty. They were shutting concession stands down because there weren't enough people to be able to utilize the concessions. Yep. It's a complete disaster. He went the other night. And I'm saying, and this was just whatever, 2 nights ago. Like, I hear everybody on like, oh, this has to mean that Farhan's. I actually don't.
I don't know what it means.
This screams David Lee Warriors tax. Like, oh my God, we have to trade assets and way overpay for David Lee. David Lee, oh, really? A good player. I think he's a good player. Not the best. You know what I mean? Like, you don't build an entire organization around David Lee, but a good building block he's for a good other building things. Block. And he's that's the way I view block. Matt Chapman. And I think that this deal kind of signifies that, like, because do you really think Farhan was going to give out a 6-year deal for 150?
I don't know what Farhan. He gave one out to Jung Hoo Lee. He gave out a monster deal to Jung Hoo Lee.
Yeah, I think that was ownership putting pressure on him.
I don't know. I don't know what the inner workings are with the Giants. I'm as confused with this organization as I've ever been. And unfortunately, I'm not down there to know. You know what I'm saying? I wish I could be down there at games and pressers and sniffing around and talking to people and figuring out things on my own. But I can't. I don't know what's going on with the Giants. It's all word of mouth stuff. It's all word of mouth. I don't know what the one day I hear, you know, if the Giants don't make the playoffs, he's gone the next day. Well, is that the case? Because the way they're operating right now, it's like they're just playing out the course. And you see the Diamondbacks. I mean, that's the one thing about it. You watch it last night, and boom, right away you're down 2-0. And right away you're having mound visits with Hayden Birdsong. And then right away you're throwing in Spencer Bivens. And then right away you're down 6-2. And you're not even competitive. And that's with Matt Chapman. That's with Matt Chapman. You're not even competitive with the Diamondbacks. So what? This move is great in terms of having the baseline and saying, hey, I got a third baseman. I don't have to worry about this position. He's going to be in contention for gold gloves or whatnot. But does it get you closer to the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, and the Padres? And unfortunately, the 6-year, $151 million extension, it doesn't. You need a lot more to put around Chapman to compete with the Diamondbacks, the Padres, and the Dodgers. So it's tough for me. I'm happy that Chapman finally got his money.
No, I am too.
I'm happy for him. He plays his ass off. I'm a fan of his. I like him. We interviewed him, and I was like, this guy gets it. This guy's a good dude. He's got leadership qualities. But does it get you closer to the three teams above you?
Monte.
And I don't know the answer to that. And right now, my answer would be probably not.
Monte, if they signed a relief pitcher, okay, who none of us have ever heard of, the lines would at least light up a little, and people would have, like, they'd care. Like, oh, wow, this lefty. I mean, let's see if this guy can get a couple guys out. Or they just signed Matt Chapman, a third baseman, to a $100-plus million deal, and it's crickets. We do this for a living.
Crickets.
Think of what the consumer has told you. If you roll Farhan back, the Giants are telling me they don't care about us fans.
No, they don't.
They don't care what you think. They think you're gullible. They think you're stupid. They think you're going to still go out there and support them. And the reality is that we should be applauded for supporting the team as much as we have this year, given how little they care about us, the fans.
No, they don't care. He doesn't care. They don't care. So we're going to talk a lot of football today. We got Chiefs and Ravens. We got Chiefs and Ravens. Football's back. And we get to watch the Ravens and the Chiefs. The Ravens, of course, beat the Niners up on Christmas Day, Christmas night. Kansas City, of course, beat the Niners.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.